So let's cover God's counsel as we're led by the Spirit today. Because of the times we live in, seeking God's counsel may be a strange topic to bring today. But God still wants us to seek His counsel. The Lord still has something to say to us, even in the times we live in. But who has a heart and a desire to live right so they receive counsel for their soul from God? Without the Lord's counsel, we keep bending God's truth. We keep changing God's word. Therefore, false counsels come forth into the world. But we who are faithful need to seek God's counsel by His Spirit and through His Son, Christ Jesus. See, we must have a heart to listen to God and do what the Lord desires so our lives will be based on God's counsel. See, as Christians, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, no matter how well we think we can develop a plan to handle our situations, we must first seek God's counsel. This is a milestone for us in growing and reaching Christian maturity. See, if we forge ahead without God's counsel, we'll do like those in the past who was unfaithful and married unbelieving wives. But once they realized their sin, they turned back to God and the Lord gave them hope. We must see the errors of our ways and turn and seek God's counsel so we have hope. Wisdom, power, and counsel and understanding come from God, but we must seek the Lord to receive it. What mankind advises us to do can be taken away. It can be changed. But what God counsels and instructs us to do can never be changed. Strength and victory are found in God's counseling. See, we know what we came out of. Our heart was grieved and our spirit was bitter. We did senseless things. We walked in ignorance of the Lord. But God guided us with His counsel and brought us out and brought us forth into His glory. Go with me to Psalms chapter 73. Verses 21 to 25. While walking with the Lord, there has to be a difference in us after being counseled by God. What we do and the way we speak, there's got to be some changes because God has counseled us. Psalm chapter 73, verses 21 to 25 says, "When my heart was grieved and spirit embedded, I was senseless and ignorant. I was brutal beast before you. But yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And after you take me into glory. Whom I have in heaven but you. And on earth there is no one I desire besides you." As we grow in the Lord, we must listen to God's advice and accept His instruction for our lives. In the end, we'll be wiser. Because we walked in the counsel of God. There are many plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose who prevails and comes forth. We must trust in God. His word is not a lesson in history. No, the word of God contains godly teaching and counseling for us today. It was written for us. The Lord counsel and knowledge have been given to us to teach us God's truth and words so we have sound understanding and counseling for our soul. God just didn't send His Son into the world to save us. God also rested upon His Son, Christ Jesus, His Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and power. The Spirit of knowledge. Christ Jesus sent His Spirit into our hearts and we have a mighty counsel to lead and guide us. See, the counsel of the Father is with Christ Jesus. Therefore, Christ says we must come to Him, all who are weary and burdened. He will give us rest. He invites us to take up on His yoke and learn of Him, to seek His counsel. He is gentle and humble in heart. We'll find rest for our souls. See, part of us growing in the Lord is learning to hear the voice of Christ Jesus so He's able to counsel us to buy from Him gold refined by fire. Christ is able to us to counsel to become spiritually rich. Christ is able to us to counsel us to wear white clothing to cover up our shameful nakedness. The Lord counsels and instructs us to remove shade from our eyes so we can see, so we receive great counsel from God. See, from time to time, we all seek advice. So it really comes down to where we're getting our counseling from. See, either we decide to seek counsel from the world or we seek counsel from God. It's like playing cards. See, some of us try to conceal our hand. See, some of us try to build our own deck of cards by taking a little advice from the world and mixing it with godly advice from God. We end up with a bad hand, a messed up deck. We need godly counsel, so the whole deck we're playing with is of God. We live in dangerous times. Our society, our culture, this world is conditioning us to be impatient, to expect and desire things quickly. We're willing to pay a high price for speed. The faster it comes, the more we believe in our faith in it. But God's counsel does not come because we demand it. We feel like the clock is ticking and we need answers now. But God does not and will not work based on our timetable. Therefore, we seek counsel from other sources that gives us what we want, what we think we need. But this sets up an environment for false advice and receiving false counsel that comes forth. This is not new. Mankind has always been impatient with God. When the king of Israel could not get an answer from the Lord, they would invoke prophets from other gods, especially if the prophet of God delivered bad news. They would challenge God's counsel, just as we do today. Instead of waiting on God's counsel to take effect, we give in to our cravings and we put God to the test. Then the Lord turns us over to the desires of our hearts, and in the end, we suffer from not waiting on God's counsel. We seek false counsel when we seek false advice. We're being misguided and misled. We've chosen worldly counsel over God's. Therefore, the Lord will take no pleasure in us, in our children, in the fatherless, in our widows. For we have sought and believed in ungodly counsel. But even with all this, if we turn back to God, his anger will turn away. His hand is still upraised to save us. The Lord says, all the ungodly counsel we're receiving is doing nothing but wearing us out. The Lord says, let them seek counsel from astrologers and stargazers. Let them tell them what is going to happen. Let what they say come forth. Let them save you from what is coming up on this earth. See, the Lord declares that their visions are false and their divinations are lies. The Lord has not sent them, even though they think that their words are going to be fulfilled. We see them today, giving false advice, giving false hope, uttering divinations and lies, though the Lord has not spoken to them. The Apostle Paul teaches us about following false counsel. Because we want fast results, many of us following the ways of the world have been deceived by Satan's cunning. False counsel is leading many astray. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 to 4. So many are seeking alternative religion, seeking alternative spirituality, rejecting God's counsel because they want it quick, they want it now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 to 4 says, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your mind may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For someone comes to you and preach a Christ other than the Jesus we preach, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put it up with it easily enough. Many don't understand. Many don't see that false counsel is hardening their hearts so they cannot hear the voice of the Lord. Therefore, God's truth is far away from them. They don't seek counsel from God. They seek self-serving solutions that gives fast results and false hope. The Apostle John encourages us so we don't fall into the trap of living based on speed of this world or seeking false counsel. We have an anointing from Christ, which remains in us. As we mature in the Lord, there will be no need for anyone to teach us because the anointing is all over us. It teaches us all things. It's anointing is if it's real and not counterfeit. We know the anointing is real because it teaches us to remain in Christ Jesus. See, John teaches us to not let anyone lead us astray. If we do what is right, then we are righteous, just as Christ is righteous. Christ came to destroy the work of the devil, to destroy false teaching, to destroy false doctrine, to destroy false counsel. We must seek God's counsel every day to escape the devil's trap and the trouble in this world. The Lord desires to answer us, but it requires that we come to him upright and in righteousness. When Job wanted an answer from God, the Lord answered Job out of a storm and asking him, who has darkened into his counsel with words without knowledge? God told Job to brace himself, to be questioned. Can we stand in God's counsel? Can we be questioned by God to receive his counsel? See, God wants to instruct us, to teach us in the ways we should go, to counsel us and watch over us. But we cannot be like a horse or a mule which has no understanding. Can we receive the Lord's counsel and follow his advice? See, when we receive counsel from God, we have to proclaim it and present it so others can receive it. God's counsel that was declared and spoken in the distant past is still good advice for us today. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21 to 22. The counsel of God does not fade away. It is still good for our souls. It still applies to our situations today. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21 to 22 says, declare what is to be. Present it, let them take counsel together. Who foretold of this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? There is no God apart from me, a righteous God, a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved. All you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. So if we want God's counsel, then we have to remember God's word. The Lord has spoken to mankind and give us words of counsel so we're not guilty of sin. See, if Christ did not do the things he did while he was on this earth, and he did not give us godly understanding and godly counsel, we wouldn't be guilty. But we have heard the Lord's word. We received his counsel, but many hate God's counsel because it does not speak to their desires. We can have confidence in God's counsel. Christ said he has not lost not one that the Father has given him. See, Christ followed the Father's will by drinking of the cup that no one else could drink. If we receive counsel from God, then we must be willing to fulfill what was spoken into our lives. We must drink God's counsel so it's good for our soul. We must drink it all down. It's very important that we allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us into godly counsel as we know who counsel we are receiving. So when Christ called on Paul, he did not know the Lord. None of those who were with Paul understood Christ's voice. Christ Jesus counseled Paul and instructed him to get up and go into Damascus where he would receive his assignment from God. See, when we seek God's counsel, we must understand that no prophet of Scripture comes by the prophet's own interpretation. Prophecy has never had its origin in the will of man. But man spoke from God as if they were carried by the Spirit. Be careful whom and where you receive counseling. The Lord has spoken and is still speaking to us today. The Lord has placed before each one of us a door that cannot be shut. The Lord knows us. He knows our strength. He knows if we accept his word. He knows our weakness. He knows how to give us counsel that is good for our soul, that let last our lifetime if we can receive it. We love to try to get counsel from different sources. Lord help us. We plug into one source from some advice. We plug into another source for another advice. We plug into something to receive counsel from the world, we end up being connected to too many sources. We're connected to the Lord. We're connected to the world, connected to unbelievers. We're connected to ourselves. We receive counsel and advice from everywhere. We look like a mess and we are totally confused. We need to disconnect from every source that is not of God. We need to disconnect from the world and from unbelievers so we receive sound counseling based on God's words, true spirit and son. We need God's counsel. We need the Lord speaking over our lives so we can keep God's commandments and patiently endure. We need the Lord to keep us from the hour of trial that's coming up on this whole world to test those who live on this earth. Lord, without your counsel, where would we be? If we follow the desires of our heart, we'll seek and listen to counsel of this world. We'll be lost and messed up. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for providing us godly counsel and wisdom so we can apply it to our lives and live to please you, growing in word and deed. Glory to God. He gives us an opportunity to tap into his wonderful counsel so we know that we have his glory. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus, filled with God's wisdom and knowledge, gave us a great counsel so we can receive from God. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve. God wants to guide us along this journey we're on. He wants to lead and counsel us so we make good choices along the way. But we need to seek God's counsel. We need God speaking into our lives. We need Christ Jesus' hand all over our lives so we can be guided in the ways of God. See, God's counsel is there for us. So all we have to do is seek it out. All we have to do is take hold of it. All we have to do is apply it to our lives. Let nothing in this world, no gold or silver, makes us change our mind that we don't follow the counsel of God. Jesus still has his hand raised, offering us the way to know God. He's offering us a means to walk in God's counsel. We can't mix it with the world. We can't be all connected to all different sources. You and I must disconnect and only connect to Christ Jesus. The soul of the Lord covers every aspect of our life. There's nothing that God does not want to counsel and guide us on. You and I got to see this. There's no part of our life that God doesn't want to speak into. It doesn't matter about your desires and your thoughts and what we want, whether it's physical or material. See, God still wants to speak over our lives. Even into our spirit, God wants to speak. But the question is, will we seek God's counsel? Will we accept God's counsel? Will we follow God's counseling? See, many of us sought God's counsel, but we did not like what God had to say, so we turned to seek counseling from the world. God's counsel is there to change us, to correct us, to guide us along the way, to bring us into salvation, to bring us into the kingdom of God, to lead us into the way of the Lord. God counsel that are all for us to receive godly understanding and knowledge. So we'll know between right and wrong. So we'll make clear decisions in our lives, or over our families, on our jobs, with our finances, with the things that we have in our life. We seek godly counsel so we don't mess up the blessings of God. We must be willing to believe and trust in God's counsel. It is salvation for our soul. God is there for us. He said, I'll always be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll always be willing to guide you and instruct you in the ways. All you have to do is call on my name. Seek me where I can be found. God counseled God over us. You, Lord, help us today. God over our families. Lord, thank you, Jesus. God's over our marriages. See, godly counsel leads us into making right decisions when we have that disagreement. See, godly counsel will tell us to be quiet. It will tell us to say something good. It will tell us to forgive. It will tell us to understand. It will tell us to endure. It will tell us to be patient and wait on the Lord. Godly counsel will be over everything in our life, our finances and our relationships. It'll be working through our jobs. It'll be walking with us along the street when we're out there and just wondering. Godly counsel can instruct us while we sleep. See, the Spirit of the Lord, it never sleeps, it never slumbers. See, it's always there for us. It wakes up us up in the morning and gives us understanding. It's there in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the night. God's counsel is always there. We can always call on the Lord to give us a clear understanding and knowledge into God's ways. God's counsel is there. All we need to do is seek it. We must then put it into practice and put it in our hearts and our minds and our soul. It must be the thing that we eat and drink every day. Godly counsel is what you want to wake up in the morning and take down before you take up anything else. See, godly counsel is what you want to eat during the noonday and lunch. See, godly counsel is what you want to take in at night just before you lay your head to go. See, because you want godly counsel working in your life. Tell us all about it, Lord Jesus. Tell us about our situation. Tell us about ourselves. Counsel us in the way we should go, Lord Jesus. Let your spirit be upon us. Let it work through us so we receive godly counsel in our lives. It will bless our soul, Lord Jesus. It'll bless those we interact with. It'll bless our families. Lord, help us, God. Put your counsel into our thinking, our desires. So it'll be the words we speak. It'll be the things we proclaim of God. This is godly counsel. It not only saves my soul, but if I share it with you, it could save your soul too. Godly counsel is what we need. Tell us all about it, Jesus. Counsel us, Lord, into the ways we should go. Bless us and guide us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your counseling. Counseling for our soul. We pray today, God, we receive this message. In Jesus' name, amen.